Revelation chapter 11. I was given a reed like a measuring rod. The angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of Elohim and the altar, and those who worship in it. But exclude the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the nations. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the Elohim of the earth. If anyone desires to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone desires to harm them, he must be killed in this way. They have power to shut heaven, that it may not rain during the days of their prophecy. They have power over waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends from the bottomless pit will wage war against them and overcome them and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our master was nailed to the torture wooden pole. Those from every people and tribe and tongue and nation will see their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, and make merry and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. After the 3.5 days, the breath of life from Elohim entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, while their enemies watched them. At that same hour there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 men were killed in the earthquake, and the remnant were frightened and gave glory to the Elohim of heaven. The second woe is past. Listen, the third woe is coming quickly. The 7th angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, "The kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of Yeshua and of his Messiah, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders, who sat before Elohim on their thrones, fell on their faces and worshipped Elohim, saying, "We give you thanks, O Yeshua Elohim Almighty, who is and was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time has come for the dead to be judged, and to reward your servants the prophets and the saints and those who fear your name, small and great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth." Then the temple of Elohim was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there came lightning, noises, thundering, and earthquake, and great hail.